Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's just before dawn, March 17, 1892. In the graveyard beside Chestnut Hill Baptist Church, five men gather around a crypt, sealed since winter began. Their breath fogs the air. A lantern flickers in the cold. The coffin opens. Inside lies the body of Mercy Lena Brown. She died 2 months ago, yet her skin is strangely intact. Her nails have lengthened, and when a spade presses to her chest, blood rises to the surface. Someone whispers, "She's the one." Hello, friend. Welcome back to Hometown History, the podcast that takes a stroll down the main streets and back alleys of the past to uncover how local stories shaped the world. I'm Shane Waters, and today we're exploring one of the most chilling chapters in New England folklore, a time when fear blurred the lines between science and superstition, and one young woman's grave became the battleground between the living and the undead. To understand how a 19-year-old girl came to be exhumed in front of her neighbors, we need to travel back to a time when disease looked like a curse, and the dead weren't always allowed to rest. Before Mercy Brown, there was a disease. Consumption, as they called it then. What we now know as tuberculosis. It came slow and cruel. A cough that wouldn't stop. Pale skin, night sweats that soaked the bedsheets, a gradual wasting away. By the mid-1800s, TB claimed nearly 1 in 4 lives in New England, but science hadn't caught up. Germ theory was barely a whisper. Bacteria, microscopic, invisible, easy to doubt. What people could see were their neighbors growing thin and coughing blood. Entire families struck down. And that's where folklore filled the silence. Stories spread of the dead feeding on the living, of family members dying one by one, even after burial. If the sick seemed to get worse after a loved one died, it was said that the dead were draining them from the grave. Something had to be done. From 1786 to 1892, at least 80 known cases of exhumations were documented in New England. In Jewett City, Connecticut, 3 bodies were disinterred from the Walton family plot, and their organs burned. Even Henry David Thoreau wrote in 1859 of a family in Vermont who dug up their loved one to end a streak of deaths. And in the little town of Exeter, Rhode Island, one family found themselves at the center of it all. George Brown was a farmer, steady, hardworking, religious, a man not prone to flights of fancy. But death is no respecter of practicality. In 1883, his wife, Mary Eliza, died of consumption. 1 year later, his 20-year-old daughter, Mary Olive, followed. The town mourned her death. Obituaries called her a bright light extinguished far too soon. Then came Mercy. Mercy Lena Brown was just 19. She liked books. She was quiet and gentle. She had been sick for a while, and when she died in January 1892, she was placed in the family crypt, the ground too frozen to dig a grave. That left George with just one surviving child, Edwin. He had been battling the disease for years and had gone west to Colorado Springs to recover in the dry air. But now he was back, worse than ever. Thin, pale, weak, he coughed blood. People began whispering, had Mercy truly died? Or was she, somehow, feeding on Edwin from beyond the grave? March 17, 1892. It was cold, but the frost had lifted just enough. A small crowd gathered outside Chestnut Hill Baptist Church. Among them, George Brown, a local doctor, and a reporter from the Providence Journal. They opened the crypt. Mary Eliza and Mary Olive. Nothing left but bones. But Mercy, who had died 2 months earlier, looked untouched. Her hair had grown, her nails. And when the doctor opened her chest, he found liquid blood in her heart. Was it due to the cold? Likely. But to those watching, it confirmed everything they feared. They removed Mercy's heart and liver, burned them on a nearby rock, stirred the ashes into water, and Edwin, desperate, frail, drank it. It didn't work. Edwin Brown died just weeks later, on May 2nd. He was 24. With his death, the Brown family line was nearly gone. George, the lone survivor, buried his children side by side. But the story didn't die. Within days, newspapers across the U.S. and Europe picked it up. The New York World, the London Times. Mercy Brown was called the last American vampire. The panic had captured imaginations. Writers clipped stories for inspiration. One name stands out, Bram Stoker. When scholars later examined his notes for Dracula, they found newspaper clippings about Mercy's exhumation. Though the count is European in origin, the echo of Mercy's story ripples through his pages. In hindsight, we know better. Cold weather slows decomposition. Hair and nails don't grow after death. Skin shrinks, making them appear longer. And blood in the heart? Normal in early decomposition, especially in frigid temperatures. But in a world where science hadn't reached the village yet, explanations felt hollow. Fear filled the cracks. Mercy Brown became a symbol of grief, of the desperate need for control in the face of loss. Her grave still stands today, often visited, sometimes vandalized, sometimes adorned with flowers and notes. George Brown lived another 30 years, long enough to see germ theory proven, the first TB vaccines tested, and modern medicine begin to turn the tide. Friend, this story may sound like folklore, but its heart is achingly human. When COVID-19 swept the globe, fear returned. Conspiracies, misinformation, false cures, the impulse to blame. The Browns of Exeter weren't foolish. They were desperate. In an age without answers, they turned to the only logic they knew, stories, rituals, old beliefs. Today we have knowledge, but we still need empathy. The lesson of Mercy Brown isn't about vampires, it's about grief and how it clouds reason, how it seeks hope even in ashes. May we meet fear with compassion and mystery with understanding. I'm Shane Waters. Every hometown has a story. This one rises from frostbitten ground and lingers in the breath of superstition. If this episode moved you, consider sharing it with someone who loves history or someone who's ever lit a candle for the ones they've lost. Until next time, friend, good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.